Attorneys on the case, brought by the League of Women Voters, say the subpoenas cast a wide net, looking for proof of partisan intent from both Democrats and Republicans involved in the 2011 redistricting process. Mark Brewer is the attorney on the case. He says this week, several U.S. congressmen asked to join the case as defendants.
For example, Congressman Molinar, who is not only a member of Congress now, but was on the redistricting committee in the state Senate back in 2011, which drew the congressional district in which he now serves.
A representative for the congressman did not immediately respond to our request for comment. Secretary of State Ruth Johnson, who is the sole defendant in the case, has filed a motion to stay the case until the Supreme Court decides on current gerrymandering cases from Wisconsin and Maryland. Brewer says the people subpoenaed have 28 days to respond. I'm Ben Thorpe, WCMU News.